With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is defending Israel following the deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds of people. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president said that deadly explosion apparently was not carried out by the Israeli military.
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Hamas blamed Israel for the hospital blast, while the Israelis accused the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The president is using his visit to Tel Aviv to reinforce America's solidarity with the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel, meanwhile, says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. That's the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the decision was approved in light of a request from visiting President Biden. Also at SRNnews.com, round two is about to get underway. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan will try again to gain the House speakership. Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reports.
Republicans rejected Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot Tuesday as an unexpectedly numerous 20 holdouts denied the conservative hardliner the GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. The Speaker nominee could only afford to lose three Republican votes to reach the 217 majority threshold needed to win.
Wall Street falling following a mixed set of profit reports from big U.S. companies. Worries about war in the Middle East are also dragging on the market. The Dow is down 159 points. The NASDAQ is losing 106 points now. This is SRN News. An anti-Israeli protester is killed by Hamas.
67-year-old Cindy Flash was born in Minnesota, emigrated to Israel, married her husband Egal, and then moved with him to Kfar Aza near the Gaza border. Her daughter tells CNN her mother was very dedicated to protesting Israeli military actions in Gaza. Sadly, Cindy and Egal Flash were murdered this month during the Hamas attack on Israel. Her daughter says terrorists killed them inside their home in the early hours of the attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning about Kyrgyzstan, the small former Soviet republic. Is about 90% Muslim, and there isn't much freedom for Christians to worship. The commission is especially concerned about Kyrgyzstan's so-called extremist law, under which religious groups have been banned as extremist organizations. This is SRN News. Senators from both sides of the political aisle say it's time for a federal law regulating NIL of name, image, and likeness royalties for college athletes.
The NCAA approved NIL payments to athletes 2 years ago. In the short time since then, a host of rules have emerged in different states and for different sports. At a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee, ranking Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said there's a need for a national standard. Quote, if this committee does not act within a year, this thing is going to be an absolute mess and you will destroy college athletics as you know it. Sports officials say a myriad of state laws is leading to deep inequities and confusion for everybody involved, including the college athletes. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has received his long-anticipated contract extension. His contract extended for 3 years through March of 2027. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.